Rick Tittle invented FUBU.
All right, Ted, thank you very much. Welcome back to the show, Coast to Coast on Sports Byline around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And in the Bay Area, 50,000 watts on Extra Sports 860, joined now by the president of the Oakland City Council, Ignacio De La Fuente. Ignacio, we heard yesterday that the Oakland Coliseum is, at least for the next 6 years now, is going to be known as the Overstock.com Coliseum. And the question I have is, I guess I should say congratulations firstly, but the question is, where does that money actually go?
It goes to that money. The $1.2 million a year is split with the Raiders, and it goes to the the other half it goes to the city and the county. That's the deal that was struck back in 2005.
Nothing to the A's?
Nothing to the A's.
Wow. Did not realize that. So half to the Raiders and half...
But let me tell you why. Because the A's are entitled to all the inside advertisement of the stadium. And obviously the Raiders are entitled to the part of the outside. That's the reason why.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. And you think about the deal, and I know that Overstock.com overseas is known as O.co. I think that fits better. O.co in the OAK. Do you think at some point it'll change to O.co Coliseum?
Probably. At this point, obviously, I think that Overstock.com Coliseum, I think we are very, very excited about the fact that we've been working on this for a couple of years now, as you well know. Premier, which is the firm that we hired to find a name for the Coliseum, succeeded. So we are very excited and happy that we're going to add some additional revenues to the city and the county.
Well, when the McAfee deal died in 2009, I guess the question is, was the council being aggressive about getting a new sponsor? I know sponsorships have been down all over the country because of the economy. Was that part of the problem?
Definitely part of the problem. I can tell you, Rick, that we actually, in the last couple of years, we actually were very close to with a couple of other naming potential naming companies, and did not work out. But again, we excited that this time it worked.
Now, Ignacio, we're speaking with Ignacio De La Fuente, by the way, the president of the Oakland City Council, is nice enough to join us for a few minutes. We kept hearing when the Raiders moved back in 1995 that Oakland ended up getting screwed in that deal. What is the relationship like with the Raiders and the council as it stands right now?
You know, we have an excellent relationship with the Raiders. Obviously, it's a business relationship. And all of us know that the Raiders, Al Davis, is a very smart, astute, aggressive businessman. So and I respect that. We respect that. We have improved our relationship dramatically. We have a very good communication, and I think this will even help, obviously more. But the lease expires in a couple of years, and we already having some discussions, and I think it's hopefully the end of the day, the Raiders will continue being the Oakland Raiders.
Now, Ignacio, you have a great story. You came to America from Mexico when you were 21. You lived the American dream. You became a citizen, a great success, and then you became a politician. You got on the Oakland City Council in 1992. And one thing that it's always touchy when it comes to sports is when politicians and sports get involved. And when you're thinking about any sort of decision involving a sports team, do you take into consideration that hundreds and thousands of people hold that sports team very dearly, and it's not just another building on East 14th?
Absolutely. You know, you're correct. You know, when we run for office, you know, I run for office too because promoting jobs and economic development, you know, and then you end up being, you end up being in the JPA, in the Coliseum. You know, I never run for office to manage or to be part of the Alameda County Coliseum, but it comes with a job. I think that someone told me a long time ago that sport politics are the worst politics for politicians because you never satisfied anyone. But it comes with the territory. I think that having a city like Oakland, we have three major sport franchises, it's a great asset. That will be Raiders and A's and Warriors, and being in national and international television is a great marketing tool. And so I think that overall, even if sometimes it's painful and sometimes is disagreements, I think overall it's a good thing for Oakland.
You mentioned the JPA, the Joint Powers Authority, and of course there was the old OFMA, the Oakland Football Marketing Association, which came up with the scheme to have seat licenses. It just seems that everybody gets their fingers into it, and now we have the situation with Victory Court, which passed through the Planning Commission and the Environmental Impact Report approved by the City Council. We know that the owner of the Oakland A's, Lou Wolf, has no intention of ever building a stadium there, and yet now we hear with Governor Brown that he wants to take away any sort of redevelopment funding that would pay for an environmental impact report at Victory Court. What can you tell us about the situation at that site right now?
It's one of those situations that you learn, you know, as an elected official, you know, and being around for quite a few, more than a decade, you learn. I mean, you learn that sometimes owners of sport franchises, Major League Baseball, the National Football League, I mean, all these big associations are sometimes kind of pinned one seated against the other to try to get the best possible deal for the teams and for the owners. And I think that the only thing that I can say is that I think the elected officials and cities and counties should learn from history. So you remember a couple of weeks ago, some people involved in building stadiums with public funds, actually in a conference in Los Angeles, I believe, stated that the time of public funding stadiums for sport teams is kind of gone. Then now the sport teams and the sport owners have to bring a major portion of the financing to build the stadiums. Nevertheless, I think we're working on the A's because obviously, again, they are an asset for the city. But I can tell you that at this point, I think the Major League Baseball has not been honest, and I'm going to use that word, about what their intentions are. And I think that it has taken too long for them to make a decision. And I think it's not good for cities to be in limbo, to be in that position, unfortunately. But sometimes we have no choice but to wait and for them to make a decision and for them to at least issue some straightforward statements about what they support and how they're going to retain teams that historically have been in cities. They have struggled in cities. They have been very, very good. And fans, they have been very, very loyal.
Well, Ignacio, what do you think about Victory Court? Do you want that to happen or do you think it's a bad idea? And how important is it for you personally that the A's stay in Oakland and don't go to San Jose?
Definitely important for the city for the A's to stay in Oakland. Again, I think that is an incredible mix of venues and economic vitality to the city, Rick. Victory Court is one of the sites that actually we have explored in the last several years. But as you stated, I mean, unfortunately, Lou Wolf, the owner of the A's, has been very, very clear. The last place that he wants to be is in Oakland. Has not spent the time and the energy and the resources that he has spent that will be in Fremont or that will be trying to go to San Jose. I think that the city the mayor, the previous mayor, and this mayor of the city and council members have really have been committed. We have been trying. We have been putting the best foot forward. Unfortunately, again, as I stated before, Major League Baseball and I believe also the A's are in some kind of plan, to be honest, and at this point, probably nobody knows what it is. So Victory Court is definitely a potential site, but I can tell you there was other sites that we have proposed, and unfortunately, again, the A's have said no to all those sites that we have proposed in the past. So Oakland wants the A's. The question is, if the A's really want Oakland, and I guess there's only one person that can answer that question, right?
All right, but for Oakland fans who would like to see the A's in Oakland, they know that their city council members are fighting tooth and nail to make sure that Oakland, because when Oakland loses the A's, if they do, they're no longer a big league town anymore, and I don't think people of Oakland want to see that happen. So they know that their elected politicians are fighting tooth and nail to see that that does not happen?
That we are not only fighting to the nail, but you know, it's a lot of work that has been done, and a lot of resources that we have spent trying to again to push the envelope, right? Because again, we believe that the A's and the Warriors and the Raiders are important assets for the city. You know, you asked me a question before, and one of the, you know, people that run for office, you know, we don't run for office because we think we're going to get involved in retaining teams and this, that, or the other, but it becomes part of our responsibility, part of business retention, part of retaining what we have, and making Oakland proud. And I think that the Raiders and the A's and the Warriors, you know, make people feel pride on their city, make people feel that they live in a city that is a fight for what they have, to retain what we have, and they bring you know, economic benefits to thousands of people. There's thousands of people that work in that Coliseum, Rick, by the way. So it's not just, sometimes it's not just, it's just the sports, but it's the thousands and thousands of people that work part-time and in full-time in that Coliseum throughout the year. And our job is to make it better, to make it more successful, to make sure that there's different venues for people that live in the city of Oakland.
Well, Ignacio, we love our Oakland teams, and of course, nothing on the Raiders says Oakland on their jerseys. The Warriors would die before they would put Oakland on theirs. The best advertising that Oakland can ever have, and the thing that keeps, I believe, Oakland most relevant in the minds of American citizens is that gray road jersey that says Oakland. That keeps Oakland relevant, and that's why I think if Oakland, if they lose the A's, that would take that away, and it's a big thing. But listen, Ignacio De La Fuente, the president of the Oakland City Council, has joined us to talk about Overstock.com. The next 6 years, $1.2 million annually will go to the Raiders and the city as well. That will be the new name of the Coliseum. So listen, it's been nice speaking with you. We hope perhaps down the line we'll talk to you again, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come on back. What do you got to say about that? I'm Rick Tittle.